Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel and Convention Center, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. And now, along with Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amy from Kentucky.
Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding.
I didn't have much of a question or anything. I was just calling to say hi.
And, hey, that's great.
I wish that I could go to the thing in December, but I don't know about getting time off in retail in December.
Amy, let me give you some advice, if I may. Work is overrated, really. I mean, you know, just...
Tell it to the mortgage company and the gas company and finance the company.
Well, I mean, Amy, aren't you like one step away from moving to Japan so you can be closer to your BFF, Masayo? So you guys, you don't need it. Masayo will take care of you. You can move in with her. You guys can giggle together all the time. It'll be great.
See?
I could dog sit.
Exactly. So you got to see what you got. Seriously, you know, if it works out for work, we would love to see you over there. So you got to, be on your boss's case a little bit, see what you can get out of him and or her, and hopefully we'll see you in December.
Yeah, you would think they wouldn't have much of a problem with. I could just say, you know, it's for research. I mean, I work for Disney, and we sell the tickets in the store and everything, and it's just research. My goodness, you know.
They just can't see the forest through the trees, right?
That's true.
They can't do it. Yeah. They can't do it.
Mm, awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Amy. We appreciate you hanging out with us all day.
All right. Thanks. See you
thank
later.
You. Bye-bye. Actually, you know, for those of you who weren't here, we actually do have some, if you want to know what we gave away this year that you missed out on, Janine.
Yes, Janine.
We have
iPods.
Now we had WDW Today magnets, and I gotta get to one.
I think we can throw some in the mail for Janine. What do you think?
No.
Oh, well.
After all our comments today, no.
She was up at 4 a.m.
And we have
Central Icicle Time.
Icicle Time.
As Glenn calls it, Central Icicle Time.
And we had these WDW Today baggies with full of candy, which Newell is going to raid. He's been saying, no, don't
give this Smarties? Right here.
So Smarties.
Right here. Thank you.
There's actually some at the bottom.
Thank you.
407-278-5939. And honor, since Len's not here, we decided to honor Len, because Len, you know, he has a tradition. And Len always likes to give away books. But at first, you know, the first couple times, he would always, you know, bring them in and pack them and, you know, all this stuff. But you know what? He's Len. Len likes to do the path of least resistance. So what Len ended up doing the past couple of years is he just goes to the Barnes & Noble in town and buys out all their unofficial guides. So Len wasn't here this year, so we felt we should continue the tradition, and we bought up all the unofficial guides from Barnes & Noble over here in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. So keeping the tradition alive somewhat. Anyway, and we've got... Oh, Becky? Yeah.
No, you can just...
Yeah. You can just talk.
Yeah.
I can hear myself, or I can't hear what anybody else is saying to me.
It's just me and Newell.
Okay, I have a secret.
A secret. Is it about Annette?
Well, she's scrambling right now because of this secret.
Oh, that's why she's been ditching us.
Because your listeners were kind of at a disadvantage when the 2010 Magic Meets Cruise was announced. I just wanted to let everybody know that it's already over half sold out.
Wow. Half sold out?
Does Freddie even know that?
It's not been announced yet on the floor. So
wow.
Work with Annette right now. Get on the horn. But it's going.
Yeah, so if you want to book up, you're definitely going to want to do that. That's... Wow. I can't believe that.
Not on. She's busy right now in the back offices trying to kind of take care of everything.
We thought she was just eating chocolate.
That could be true. Let me go check to see what she might be doing. But no, I just talked to her and I know she's very, very busy. So
that's terrific. That's awesome.
Busy.
Good. Very, very good. So that's Becky Mankin.
By the way, I didn't say it. Okay. It wasn't me that told you.
Okay. Fair enough. So yeah, that was Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And lots of good times going around. It's great that, you know, they've already sold over more than half the cabins, and so of course you can book that at mousefantravel.com. Don't forget, you can also book the WDWJ Mouse Fan Reunion at wdwj.com/reunion. That's of course our special event that we're holding in December of 2009 to go on over there. So lots of fun, lots of great things going on over here, and it's hard to believe that we're getting close to the end of the day, but lots of great things, and of course your calls are part of this show. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. So lots to do, lots going on, and it's hard to believe that the day is so much fun, and I really can't emphasize that enough when you come to these events and how interesting they are, and it's something else. So it's really quite an experience. Everyone's I think back now from the breakout sessions, and we're slowly getting ready for Mr. Mongello's trivia. And don't forget, for the trivia at 4:30, we're going to be playing online. You all in our chat room can join us, so go to wdwj.com. If you're not in the chat room, there's a link right there on the homepage to join the chat. So, so you can, and that'll be at 4:30, of course. We're going to be playing along over there, see how well we do, and, you know, we'll see how long that lasts. So we'll see who will be crowned the WDW Today chat room trivia champion.
It'll be Janine.
What's that? Yeah, that's one of the misquoted ones. Yeah.
No.
We're having a discussion here on Star Wars, of course. Let's see. What do we got over here? You know, we've actually got, you know, I mentioned the unofficial guides that we had gotten Len's honor, and we want to, and what I like to do is actually give them away. Our plan was to give them away to anyone who mentioned the unofficial guide to us, and evidently not too many people have mentioned it to, well, not, you know, Len's not here, so most people, you know, cater to our particular whatevers, but it's interesting that we've got the, we got to find the person to do it. Yes, Fred? Is there something you'd like to share? No? Maybe not. Fred, is there something you'd like to share? Is your grin for a reason?
Yes, unfortunately, you're missing it because it was only for when your back was turned to me.
Oh, all right. It was a practical joke at my expense, as usual.
As usual.
As usual. Things we do, and this is how we get rewarded. Fred almost ran over someone else's feet again. So, what time is it, Mike?
It is 4:10. Take a few more calls. If anybody wants to call in, now's a great time. Yeah. 407-278-5939. And if anyone's still awake in London, it's about, what, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock? 020-3287-2190.
Absolutely. So a lot of good times going on over here. We're having a lot of interesting experiences over here, and we met a lot of listeners today, and it's always, it blows my mind that we see so many listeners. We see listeners we've seen before, but the reality of it is we keep on seeing new listeners all the time. People who I've never seen before and say, oh yeah, we love your show, and, you know, listen for whatever, you know, we've listened for this amount of time, and, you know, that's what makes Magic Meets fun, is being able to meet the listeners. That's what we really enjoy more than anything. So 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and I guess people are getting ready for the trivia. Yes, Chris.
No, the handheld one.
Oh, right here.
Did someone mention Star Wars?
Yes, there was a Star Wars discussion. Oh, there was a, you know, one of the most misquoted movie quotes of all time is Luke, I am your father, which he never says. He says, no, I am your father. Then you get the, no, right. It's not true. And then he throws a temper tantrum.
Yeah, he looks like a 2-year-old kid screaming. Yeah. Well, he always does through all the movies. So
that's your Uncle Owen. I wanted to go to the
power station for power converters.
Who's the best character in all of Star Wars?
Porkins.
Porkins, thank you.
Did you realize in the original Star Wars, you know, Episode 4,
mm-hmm.
the fat guy's name is Porkins?
Porkins, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Lucas. It is wisdom. Well, here's a little trivia for you, too, is I actually wrote and also drew some stories for Star Wars comics.
Really?
Yeah. I had to, I'm a Lucas-approved artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did you manage to sneak in Rex, the Star Tours...
No, they're very particular.
Are they?
They really are. They're they had asked me to do a humor story,
uh-huh.
and my original story was the life story of a guy that worked for Lucasfilm and what's the company that does all the special effects?
Skywalk.
Lights and Action.
THX.
Right.
No. Industrial Light.
Industrial Light.
Yeah, ILM. Yes.
And the guy was like on the street for like 20 years because he invented Ewoks and he originally like had them 30 feet tall and he made an number error and they were only 3 feet tall. And so he was coming back finally to do the new episodes and his new character was going to make him and take him places and that character was going to be Jar Jar Binks. So and Lucas went, no, you're not making fun of Jar Jar.
His has already been done about 1,000
times. Everyone's done it.
Well, this was years ago, so when the first movie just came out, I was going to do that, and he was not too pleased. Well, I don't even think it was him. I think it was his people. I think he would have enjoyed it. But we got a mobile
guy.
My
signature?
Here.
I like your... Well, first of all, who are we talking to?
Derek Drum from Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. How long you listen to the podcast for, Derek?
About a month steady now, but on and off for over the past 2-3 years.
Well, and how did you find out about the podcast?
Here at Magic Meets.
Magic Meets, finally. It's nice. Worth it. Well, you know what? I got a present for you for your haircut. You get an unofficial guide to Walt Disney World 2009.
Ding. Thank you very much.
Do you have one?
No. Awesome. This is the one I do not have.
Sweet. So now it is yours. It's not autographed, Ellen. We owe you one, so.
Get Scopa's autograph.
Yeah, come on over here. Let me sign. Mike, can you sign? Do you want my signature? If you don't want it, it's okay. We actually have here the Disney Moms. Is it just you two here? Four of us. I think we met the other two. Maybe the pink it all goes together. So anyway, we're speaking with
Kim LaPaglia and Aaron Foster.
Okay, very good, ladies. And how are you enjoying Magic Meets?
Having a wonderful time. We love it. This is my first year, and I'm just amazed by everything that's going on.
I'm just gonna give you your own mic so that way we don't have to do this thing over here. So, ladies, you've been a Disney mom. How long have you been a Disney mom now?
Both of us have been on the panel for about a year and a half.
A year and a half now. Okay, so you like it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good gig, huh? So now, what's the... All right, let me ask you this. I ask all of this. Most common question you get is...
What time of year should I go?
Oh, really? More so than I'm going down for insert special occasion here. How do I make it more special? Like birthday, anniversary?
You know what? That one we got a lot last year, but after they did the What Will You Celebrate thing, I think Disney has addressed a lot more of how people can make events special.
Okay, so... That's the new one.
Right.
Okay. So what's the, you guys obviously working on the thing, answering, you know, on DisneyWorldMoms.com?
DisneyWorldMoms.com.
Okay. And you answer the questions over there, and, you know, sometimes you send us some traffic, which is always nice. We appreciate it. And what's, you know, being in an environment like this, what kind of feedback have you been getting from people that are in attendance here today?
We've been getting great feedback. We've had people coming up saying they go to our site, they find it very helpful, especially for first-time visitors. And,
you know, we answer, people are concerned about it just being for moms. We answer questions about solo travel. We've answered questions about how do I propose to my intended? How do I have a romantic trip? How do I travel with a new baby? How do I travel with a teenager? You know, so we get the entire gamut. We have almost 26,000 questions live on the site right now.
And you guys do videos now.
Absolutely.
Have you any of you done videos?
We have. I have a video on PhotoPass.
I've got a couple, my kid's character greeting etiquette, and I got to go to the behind-the-scenes water parks. My children actually got to go backstage, which was special dispensation from Mickey himself to get my kids to go backstage at the water parks in the Magic Kingdom, which was really an incredible experience for all of us.
Yeah. Wow, that's terrific. So you guys are definitely enjoying the experience.
It's lots of pixie dust every day.
So how often do you get to go down to Walt Disney World now that you're a Disney mom?
A few times a year.
Okay.
We all got to go down for training for the moms panel, and we get to go down with our families. But we've also gone down just to see each other now since, you know, we've gotten to know each other and had such a great time.
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems, I mean, I know you guys have such a fun time. We've been, you know, since the inception of the program, we've been talking to a lot of the moms on the panel and the dad. Dads, I guess now. There's more than one. You know, and one of our good friends is Laura Spencer, who now works in Disney, and she was originally a Disney mom. And, you know, it's always fun to see. So, you guys, let me ask you this. As much as I know, the gig is great, but you're not going to be Disney mom forever.
I, you know what? Don't say that.
Don't say that? All right. Fair enough.
You know, over our dead body.
So you'd like to be able to continue your working relationship with Disney. I mean, you enjoy working for the mouse.
Yes. Like looking at you like, what kind of question is that?
That's great. So what do your families think about this? Because it's one thing to be like, okay, I like Disney World a lot. I go down a lot. Everyone gets that. You know, everyone in this room at least. But now that you're, how do you tell your friends and family, like, not only do I go to Walt Disney World a lot, I'm also kind of hired by the company to answer questions about these.
I think people that know me don't think anything of it because I live and breathe Disney.
Yeah.
So it was just a natural fit.
Cool. So you guys are... That's good. Well, that works out real well then. So just a couple odd looks, that's all. But otherwise, plenty of support. So that's great. let me ask you this. Before we get you guys out of here, what's the last question you guys remember answering? What was the answer? What's something you guys answered recently on the boards over there?
Well, I'll give you a little synopsis of what we just talked about in our breakout session.
Okay.
The common questions that we get asked over and over again: when do I go? What's the weather like? Should I rent a stroller? Should I rent a car? That kind of thing. But we also had a great time just now talking about some of our otter questions that we've been asked. Let's see. One was, can I bring my hermit crab with me to Walt Disney World?
And the answer is?
No, only service animals are allowed.
Newell, leave it at home.
Another odd question would be, can I bring my microwave, my toaster oven?
One of my favorites was recently a woman asked, I have trouble shaving my legs in the showers at Disney World. How do I deal with that?
Don't we all? Come on, seriously.
We told her to go get a wax at the Dolphin. we had one, really, a woman who was driving from Colorado and wanted to know where she could find the cheapest booze and smokes along the way.
Those are words, booze
right?
and smokes?
Exactly. We're there to help guests with anything. And, you know, whatever their needs are while they're traveling are important. And we've actually learned a lot about what's important to different guests is not necessarily what's important to us, and we're there to help them whatever their needs are.
Yeah. And I think one of the and we said this before on other shows, is the value of it is that you guys are not screened by Disney, your answers.
No.
It's not like, you know, someone asks you a question about pictures and you'd be like, well, nothing's better than a Disney photo pass where you can pick up and, you know, you just give the spiel. It's actually real people answering real questions. And
we're allowed to say things that we like, and then we're allowed to say things that maybe we think that Disney could do a little bit better.
Right, you know? Absolutely. And there's value in being, you know, honest about things. You know, people want honest opinions, not, you know, they can get the regular opinions by calling, you know, the regular number. So how did your session went well?
It was wonderful. I think we inspired a lot of people to apply for the Moms Panel this year.
Oh, yeah? That's competition, you know. You should have been like, no, it's terrible. I really don't enjoy it at all.
There's no perks.
So Full House?
Yeah, we had about 100 people in our session. It was
great.
Wow,
that was great. So so you enjoyed it. Was it interesting, like, doing one of these kind of sessions before? You know, like, you know, having 100 people over there to ask you your opinions on...
That's the first time I've done a session like that, but we've had, you know, a lot of interest from the press and so on. So we've all...
The Moms Panel rocks. The Moms Panel rocks.
An unbiased opinion right there.
Many of us have been interviewed. Kim was interviewed by her local TV station. I was on the front page of the Orlando Sentinel. So we've had some exposure to dealing with people, which has been an incredible perk that none of us knew about when we got into this. There's my husband with our prize package we just won.
Oh, what'd you win?
American Idol press kit.
Nice. Do you like American Idol?
I'm a little obsessed.
A little?
Obsessed.
Will you share it?
I will if I have to.
Whose ticket won it, technically?
We bid on this for charity, and we were the winning bid.
All right, so do I have to guess who bid on it?
You don't have to guess because you know that it was the lady to your left.
I certainly know who paid for it.
That's true, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I mean, it's a great cause. So, you know, if you're going to be an enabler for it, you know, and feed your addiction, you may as well be do it for a good cause, right?
I always blame my husband for the Moms Panel because he was the one that got us into the DVC so long ago that started the ball rolling. So it's all his fault.
So is Paul really gone?
Excuse me?
Is Paul really gone from American Idol?
That's what I read, yes.
Yeah, that's what she said, right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like the new girl. Paula is so weird, but you know that's her thing.
That's her thing.
Yeah. Anyway, enough American Idol talk. I know they'll start getting the snoring sound will come over here soon. So enjoy your press event stuff.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you guys around. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. So that's the Disney Mamas panel checking in with us. Always appreciate it.
We can turn Fred off while we can.
Yeah, they'll be giving surprises away over here. So we're almost done here. Why you should stay tuned, in fact, is because they're going to be the big reveal. The big reveal, of course, is how much money we've raised today. And not only here on the podcast, which is very interesting. They offered to tell us. We told them no. We want to be surprised. And they're also going to reveal how much money they raised through everything that's been going on today. So we are going to get the final reveal. And it's always interesting to see how much money we were able to raise for charity. We had a lot of great donations today. Very generous donations from all of our listeners. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot to us. So, you know, it's certainly great that we were able to help out something. So that's going to be coming a little bit later. Fred's doing the they're doing some raffle prizes now, and then they'll do the closing ceremonies, which, you know, includes all that good stuff. I hope you all wonder. I think everyone had some fun with the trivia over there. Luke did a great job, and I know in the chat room a lot of people were playing along. And did we ever figure out who the winner of the chat room was?
I'm gonna say Amy from Kentucky.
is that true, or are you just
I wasn't keeping the score.
Man. Well, somebody won, but hopefully that was fun in there. And Fred Block is our favorite guy ever.
I agree. He
has our podcast on
I agree.
There. That's right. He's a smart man. He's smart, good looking, has good taste. Now, the real thing I think that everyone is concerned about, and your wife is eyeing it right now, Mike, is the centerpieces.
Oh, now is when it gets really dirty.
Yeah. Because the what they're doing is there's two centerpieces to give away. And throughout the whole day, there's two people that are really going at it right now. It's my wife and Mike's wife because they both really, really want it. And Mary is touching what's going to be my future picture.
Mary, you better win.
Where have you guys been all day?
What'd she say?
Scopa goes, where you been?
Oh, I got nice of you to join us.
Yeah, what's this thing I call Magic Meets?
WDW Radio.
way to pull Len.
Okay, yeah. Guys, gotta go.
Len, I've been channeling Len. Or Hotchberg when we, you know, clean up.
Oh, I'm here. Len is the one who disappears. Okay, I'll be back for the auction later.
Okay, well, they figure out the pixie dust issues.
Here comes this is how much money we've raised now.
This is important.
For charity.
The Dream Team Project has worked to bring magic to the lives of seriously ill children through the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. We thank everyone who donated items, who placed a bid at the silent auction today, or who bought some note cards or some posters, or made a donation online. Disney fans have the biggest hearts. And together we're doing some real good for children who really need some magic. To present the totals from this year's fundraising efforts, I'd like to introduce once again the Chief Magic Meets official, Justin Michoni.
So, big reveal now.
Thank you. I love how organized you are at this part. I've got note cards that are typed. Where did you type your note? I'm impressed. I really am. Last night, many of you joined us for two special events to kick off Magic Meets, Celebrity Magic Tunes, in which you saw me get routed by Lou Mangiello, and the Arugas Karaoke Meet. Besides being a lot of fun, the admission fees were split between the Dream Team Project and Deb Wills' Avon Walk for Breast Cancer, both wonderful, wonderful causes. The total amount raised for the Dream Team Project from those two events last night, before today even started, was $830 just from last night.
Hold on, I'll move the cam.
Also last night, the Dream Team Project held out here, outside of the main ballroom, a new event called Minnie's Mart, a sale of Disney-related odds and ends Many thanks to everyone who stopped by for that. Just from Minis Mart outside last night, we raised an additional $1,360 for the Dream Team Project. And as more people come on the stage with things, I'm very grateful to the note cards because I can't do math, so that's awesome. Today, the Dream Team Project sold limited edition note cards. Thank you to Sandy McGowan, the artist behind the card designs, for donating her talents. And thanks to Kathleen, Catherine, and Cassidy, our teen and tween sales girls, for all of their help today. Also, Deb Wills sold posters, and a lot of people made additional donations to this particular card. So the amount raised from those items, note cards, posters, and some additional donations, came to $1,430.
Wow.
And the numbers are going up. One of the coolest things about Magic Meets is that it's extending so far beyond the walls of this ballroom right now. And the spirit of that Disney generosity goes right there with it. WDW Today, who's been broadcasting all day live from here, has been encouraging their listeners. Yeah, give it up for them. That's yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got a new listener today. My mom tuned in. How
nice.
Cool is
nice.
That?
Nice.
Woo! Anyway, they've been encouraging their listeners through the live podcast to donate to the Dream Team Project's firstgiving.com page. Many thanks to Mike Newell, Mike Scopa, Matt Hochberg, and Len Testa, and to all the people out there, if you can still hear me, who donated online. From just those online donations to WDW Today, or through WDW Today, that total came to $1,420.
Nice.
Woo, nice. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
For
thank you so much, everyone.
That was really
that was
cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Becky, who was just up here, and Mouse Fan Travel, their team from the little moonwalk dance ordeal that we had yesterday.
What?
And several other efforts that they've been putting together are adding to the numbers that you've seen already. They're adding another $700 to today's totals. Thank you, Becky and the Mouse Fan team.
I need details on this moonwalk thing.
You got to be here.
Yeah.
There's video on YouTube somewhere of it.
Is that okay?
What
good.
Happens in Harrisburg stays in Harrisburg.
To be. Pat?
No, I know better than that.
So this is the final reveal now, folks.
Sorry about
this
that. Lose on stage now.
This is how much money was taken in.
We've got
the
all
auction.
Of these numbers.
That's
and then we had
the real final reveal. It'll be a final final.
And then we had this auction going on over here today. That's an incredible thing to see. So Are you done? I'm just kidding. So, without any further ado,
all right.
The total that we've raised this year for Magic Meets 2009, after the Friday night events, the special sales, the online donations, and the auction itself.
Oh, this is the final. It seems like.
Now I feel like Fred, kind of delaying things. but I need Lou and Pat to come right up here front and center. Because
is there tissue up there?
Prior to coming up here on stage, I was told that they need to open this envelope and that the contents of this envelope might change the number that is on that poster. Pat, I'm going to have you open it, and Lou, I'm going to take a look at it, and you guys can decide whether you want to read what's in there or if you feel the need for me to... Okay, he's going to hold the tissues. I might read what's inside the envelope. We'll see. Can you get it open? Do you need an extra hand? Okay. Would you like a microphone? Would you like to read it, or would you? You'll start, I'll take over.
All right. Dear Pat and Lou, I just wanted to take a moment to give you a quick history on how this whole thing began. It was back in January. I had just left the Tomorrowland Noodle Station after having a great time at Lou's first meet of the month. Since my kids were back at the room for a nap with my wife, and she gave me the go-ahead to have a little downtime of my own, I decided to head over to Space Mountain for a quick ride. While waiting outside of the ride for my Fast Pass time, I met a guy about my age and his young son, They were both named Stephen. They, too, were waiting to enter. We spoke for a few minutes, and he was a bit concerned that his son wasn't actually tall enough to get on the ride. He seemed very worried that Stephen would never get to go on Space Mountain, as it had been the ride he had been most looking forward to. As our conversation continued, I realized that Stephen was here on a Disney World vacation as a guest of Make-A-Wish. He had been diagnosed with cancer, and according to the prognosis, this would be his one and only trip. Now, perhaps the cast member would let him slide and enter, even though he was not the required height. But instead of taking that chance, I walked both of them over to the nearby popcorn stand. I know you know the one, Lou. And we stuffed some folded napkins into the little Steven sneakers until he was tall enough to make it on the ride. I do not promote this as a way to get your children onto rides before they are the legal height, but never one to play totally by the rules. I thought it was more than appropriate given the situation. To make an already long story just a bit shorter, we all entered without a hitch. They rode in the same ride car as I did, and after they thanked me profusely, we went on their separate ways. I headed back to my room, taking them with me in my mind. A long bus ride back alone gave me time to think and be grateful for the good health of my own little ones. We seemed to float through the parks, always talking about the days when our own little ones will be able to join us and enjoy the rides we all know and love, never giving a thought to the fact that that might not be the case for some. In reality, none of us are promised tomorrow. Upon returning home from this trip, the two Stevens still in my mind, I decided to see what I could do to help. I am blessed in the fact that mostly through my work, I have many friends who are in the position to help out financially and are generous enough to do so without hesitation. So after making some phone calls and pulling some strings, I was able to help bring together a nice donation for the Dream Team project. I am so grateful to you all for inspiring me to move ahead and try to make a difference. I hope that in turn I can inspire others to do the same. And best of all, I feel like I actually am making some dreams come true in the process.
Would you like to say something? Turn that around.
You'll understand in a second, I swear. Tissues and the sneakers, tissues and the sneakers. So the number is $10,000.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there. An additional check to the Dream Team auction for $10,000, which takes an already incredible total. An already absolutely unbelievable day. Sure, we can keep them dangling. That's cool. I'm good with that.
The person who did this is here. And I hope it's okay. I have not known this person very long. This person and his family have very quickly become a part of everything we do with the Dream Team, and a quick and close friend, and I am overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed. So to to Tony Caggiano and your family.
With that incredible gesture of generosity and those really poignant words that remind us that none of us are promised or guaranteed tomorrow, the Dream Team today raised enough money to make sure that a lot of people are promised some pretty magical days. So with that, the grand total is $26,000. $26,235 raised for the Dream Team Project. Congratulations.
Wow. Huge thanks to Tony and family, Charlene, Tony. And here I just thought you guys made a mean pasta. They've been a part of the Dream Team, helping out with the auction, helping out the Game of Rapping weekend, and got involved, and definitely have been huge members of the team, and then they go and do this on top of it. I can't say thank you enough. A very big thanks to the auction team who worked so hard today to keep things running smoothly. Janet, Lori, Lisa, Tracy, Linda, James, Valerie, Steve, Amanda, Brian, Tony, Charlene, Kate, Tracy, yes, Terry, Kathleen, Catherine, and Cassidy, you guys are the best. You all. Thank you to the members of the Dream Team Project who helped out with planning and wrapping and more throughout the year, but couldn't be here today, especially Meg, Kelly, and April, who is here, but thank you. Thank you to Colleen and the Magic Meatsketeers for their help, too. Thank you to Lou. And thank you to Fred for all your support. And thank you to all of you. The Dream Team Project is a great example of what can happen when people come together because they believe in dreams, they wish upon stars, and they care about making someone else smile. It may not seem like much, but to a child who has their wish granted because of all our efforts, the world has become a much happier place. Knowing that in my heart and working to make that happen, that's powerful stuff. And although I won't be running the auction next year, I am so proud of what we have done in the past 4 years. There's lots more ahead for the Dream Team Project and a lot more wishes to be granted. So I thank you all for your support and your contributions toward, and for making dreams come true. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Another year of a lot of money raised for a great cause. So wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Just to make sure that moment sinks in less than 24 hours, in less than 24 hours, a group of people who believed in the beauty and the possibility of other people's dreams came together in less than 24 hours and raised $26,235 to give to make other people's dreams come true. Let it sink in. And then rise to your feet and give everyone associated with this a round of applause. Less than 24, $26,235. That is something to be proud of being a part of. Congratulations to everybody involved.
I'd like to follow up with something that Justin said this morning. I think we're all incredible. Thank you very, very much. What an amazing way to top off an incredible day. Tony, I take back everything I said about you. How do you follow that?
Don't forget that tonight we have scrapbooking and pin trading at 8 o'clock in two different rooms. But again, if you could please give a big round of applause to all of my volunteers. All of my volunteers who helped me very hard to make this day possible, make yesterday possible.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much to all of you. I couldn't do it without you.
And, well, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget that this Magic Meet Show has been sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And, on your next trip to Walt Disney World, certainly consider Mouse Fan Travel. They can help you plan all your trips to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney, Cruise Line, the whole shebang. We had a great time today, so thank you, Mouse Fan Travel, www.mousefantravel.com. And don't forget, this will do it for this live show from Magic Meets 2009.
The final one from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
That's right. We had an awesome time. Thank you to all of our listeners who stood. Many of you were here all day, like Janine, from 8 a.m. Eastern all the way here to 6.
Nice.
We really appreciate it. We'll have our next live show will be in September. So, thank you very much to all of our listeners, everyone who contributed money. It was great that we raised so much money for such a great cause. And for Mr. Mike Newell, Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Chris Eliopoulos, Annette Owens, Becky Mankin, other
Fred.
People. Fred Block was on for quite a while. Yeah, that's right. For everyone.
Deb Wills,
that's right. That's right. For everyone who came on today, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on our next live show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio. Live coverage of Magic Meets 2009 on Mouse World Radio is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, specializing in vacations to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and on the Disney Cruise Line. You'll get their signature service with no additional agency fees. For a free, no-obligation quote, visit them online at www.mousefantravel.com.